What's going on, team? Sherjan here, another episode of My Personal Mentor. Now, if you're tuning in, this episode is all about hours and lifestyle in banking. So as you guys know, I used to be an investment banker at Morgan Stanley, and I've been a banker in Hong Kong and also in San Francisco. I also know the hours in New York and Singapore and some of the other regions. So I just want to kind of highlight what, you know, the lifestyle is like in banking, what those hours seem like, and you know, how do analysts and associates kind of handle it, and how do those hours actually change as you rise up in the organization, become a vice president or even an MD and some of those senior roles. So tune in, listen in. This is going to be a fun episode. I hope you like it. Now, I just want to mention, if you guys are interested in breaking into investment banking, breaking into consulting, breaking into accounting, my latest course called Breaking Through is available on Teachable. So check out sherjan.teachable.com. And it's basically the complete guide, all of my 10 to 15 years of knowledge of how to break into these industries. I've compiled it into one amazing course, and you can take it. You can take it on your free time. It's a self-learning course. Check it out on sherjan.teachable.com. All right, so let's start the episode. So lifestyle and banking. Now, you know, in the three industries like banking, consulting, and accounting, obviously, you know, if you look at the hours, banking is the one where, investment banking specifically, is where you'll actually have the longest hours and, you know, most late nights spent. After that, I would say consulting is the most demanding. And then I would say finally accounting. But all three of these will demand, you know, a lot of time from you and a lot of weekend time from you. So it's not just, you know, going to work and doing a 9 to 5. This is actually going to involve weekend work, Saturday work, Sunday work, staying late nights and whatnot. So just to kind of highlight, what does a typical day look like at an analyst in investment banking at one of the bulge bracket banks? Usually you'll, you know, show up to work around, let's just say 9:30, 10 in the morning. So as an analyst, you'll show up around that time, and mornings are usually not that busy. You know, you're kind of catching up on some emails, you're finishing some work that you left from the night before, and then you may be, browsing the internet, going on Reddit, talking to your buddies. So mornings are usually slow, and there's a lot of reasons for mornings to be slow. One is like, you know, not everybody's in the office at that time. A lot of the senior bankers are probably at client meetings. You know, you're still catching up with stuff that you already have on your plate, and the activity is a little bit slower. But, you know, around 12:30, at that time, usually what you'll notice is that you'll, you know, a lot of the folks go get lunch. So if you're in New York, or if you're in, you know, San Francisco or in Hong Kong, you might go downstairs from your office, grab some lunch, or sometimes you even order it on some of the food apps. But generally speaking, you know, most people will go, you know, leave their desk, kind of, you know, socialize in a way, interact with their, you know, fellow coworkers, go down together, grab a bite to eat. But generally speaking, nobody's actually sitting out and you know, most people aren't sitting and eating lunch away from their desk. A lot of them bring back the lunch and eat at their desk. Now, personally, I always was against that. I always wanted, you know, my analysts and associates to, you know, go out and, you know, get a breather and, you know, enjoy their food outside and take a break from work and energize. But, you know, some of them, you know, some people actually prefer eating at their lunch. They can watch some YouTube. They can, you know, be on Facebook. They can do whatever they want to do because that's kind of their hour, their 30 minutes of their free time. Now, during those times, you know, during the lunch, you know, eating period, you might also be working. Sometimes there's deadlines that are coming up. There's a project that needs to get finished pretty quickly. So you might be multitasking. So you'll have a salad or a sandwich, you know, with a drink, and you'll be cranking on a model or a presentation. So around like 1 p.m. or 1:30, most of the analysts and the associates are back, and then they'll, you know, start working away on their projects. Most of the work that you'll do in banking, especially, and even consulting and accounting, is going to be in Excel, PowerPoint, and Microsoft Word. So at this time, you're, you know, cranking through either a presentation, or you're updating a model, or you're, you know, finishing a Word document that needs to get done to a client, or you may be even in the print shop. So, you know, a lot of the banks have print shops where you need to get the books printed. So that means is when you're going to a client, or you're going to a presentation or a bake-off is basically trying to go win a deal. It's a presentation you do in front of a client. You'll need books for that. So at this time, you'll, you know, be in the print shop, making sure the books are being printed the right way. You're checking them. You're making sure the numbers look right. So there's a lot of that kind of work that's going on. So 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. in your day is kind of the power hour where you're getting things, you know, to the finish line. And the finish line basically is that the senior bankers are asking for some of the materials before they leave for the day. Now, just because they leave the office for the day doesn't mean, you know, work's not going to end up on your table. It's just that they're leaving. So if there's something physical that they need, if they need a printout or they need a copy of a presentation or a research report, this is the time that they want, you know, you to be able to get to that finish line. Also, you know, because they're leaving, if you need to have in-person meetings with the senior bankers, this is the time when, you know, you would want to catch up with them. So having your work done, your analysis done, your research done, you know, it's usually kind of being done around 2 to 5 p.m. And the last kind of internal meetings with senior bankers are usually from 5 to 6 p.m. at the latest. Now, around 6 p.m., you know, the bankers, the senior bankers will usually start leaving, and mostly the junior bankers will remain. So junior bankers would be analysts and associates. And obviously, sometimes VPs will be back at this time as well. They'll be in the office. But 6 to 8 p.m. is usually that I would say the core execution team is working on things, not the senior team. So senior bankers like directors and managing directors and partners, they've left the office at six. They're back with their family. They're on client dinners or drinks or whatever they need to do. The analyst associates and VPs are still in the office. And this next 2 hour period, which is the 2 hours before dinner, they're basically turning comments or making updates to the, you know, the comments they just received from the senior bankers. So this would be, you know, any feedback that they received in the meeting that they had at 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. or any comments that came from the clients, you know, because remember, like, you know, you're as a junior person, you have obviously your main client, which is the senior bankers. But then remember, they also have clients, which are actual clients of the firm. So around 5, 6 p.m. is a high chance you'll get some emails maybe directly from a client saying, hey, John, you know, thanks for sending the materials. Here's a few things that I want you guys to update. Can you please update that? So, and in corporate America, you know, outside of banking, consulting, and accounting, most people will leave their work around 6, 7 p.m. So there's a high chance you'll actually get the leftover of that work. So the work that they don't want to do, they'll send it over to the investment banks, consulting firms, and accounting firms. So if you're an analyst, you'll feel pretty, you know, crap about it because you'll be like, man, I mean, it's my dinner time, but I'm just getting these, you know, comments from these clients. But that's what you get paid, and that's the reality of the job. So around 6, 7 p.m., you'll do that. Around 8 p.m., that's usually dinner time, right? Even 7:30, I would say. And remember, if you're staying at the office late and you're staying later than 7 or 7:30 or 8 p.m., the firms will actually cover your dinner expense. Now, dinner is obviously covered at a certain to a certain price point. I remember when I was in banking, it was $25 per day that you could expense. Now, I don't know what the number is now, but you know it should be around there where you can easily go downstairs, grab a nice bite to eat, and either bring it back to the office or just, you know, enjoy it downstairs. So around 8 to 9, you know, usually the office will clear out. A lot of the people are out there, you know, either socializing or getting their food, and just taking a break from the day. Now, 9 p.m., most of the analysts and associates will head back. Associates, generally speaking, are a little senior than the analysts, but they may also have, you know, personal commitments. They might have a fiance, they might be married. So, or they might have a, you know, kid. So, you know, sometimes they are out a little bit longer than the analysts, just to make sure they're balancing their personal and professional life. Now, around 9:30, 10 p.m., everybody's back in the office. The analysts are back. The associates are back. The vice presidents are gone by now. So you only have the junior most team, the pure execution team, the team that's actually deep in the models and the Excel presentations and the PowerPoint and Word. So, you know, dinner, post-dinner, 9:30 to, you know, I would say 10, you'll start receiving comments again from the managing directors and the partners and the senior people. So now obviously those folks are, you know, home, but they've had a chance to review the documents that you sent them before dinner. And right at dinner or something, they'll probably provide some comments, some email comments, or, you know, maybe there'll be a phone call that's scheduled with them, which they will take from home, but you'll be taking from the office. And those comments then need to be turned because remember, these partners and these MDs, they have meetings the next day, early morning, and you need to get the books and the materials ready for that meeting. So around 10:30, 11 is usually, you know, on average, the last time you'll, you know, get comments from these senior bankers. And from 11 to 12, 1, you know, sometimes 2 p.m., 2 a.m. is when you will be turning those comments and finalizing them. Now, remember, like when I say turning comments, comments could be as simple as, you know, change the text of a slide to updating a logo to updating the model to create a brand new case for a new scenario for this business. So it could be, you know, an hour's worth of work. It could be, you know, 8 hours worth of work. So you never know. But generally speaking, around 2 a.m. is when most analysts will feel pretty tired. Associates are pretty tired. they've done a lot of the good work and it's time to head home. But there'll be chances, there'll be times in your career where you're going to actually spend an all night. And I've done many, many, many all-nighters at work where, you know, the work is so much that even though it's midnight and you have your associate with you, you're there, you may even have a summer intern with you, but you guys cannot finish the books, you know, in time for the 10 a.m. meeting. Like you have to first update the model. That's going to take until 4 a.m. Then you have to make the presentation, the slides, then print it. Once it's printed, you got to check it, double check it, and make sure the books are not only ready by like 8 a.m. or 9 a.m., but they're delivered to the MD's off home so that he or she can actually take it straight from their home and take it straight to the client. So there are moments like that when that happens, but I would say on average in a week, you know, you'll spend maybe one all-nighter on average. And most nights will be 2 a.m. nights. And an early night, you know, when you're lucky and there's not a lot of work and you know, you're kind of easy because there's no meeting the next day, then that's usually an 11 p.m. kind of finish. So that's usually what the lifestyle looks like when you're working. Now let's talk about the weekends, because that's also important. You know, on Friday, you know, my personality was always, look, Friday is your day. When I was an analyst or when I had analysts and associates underneath me in the firm, I always told them, look, go enjoy your Friday. Friday is your day. You've earned it. So after 5 p.m., I had a no 5 p.m., post 5 p.m. work rule. Now, that rule wasn't really liked by a lot of people who were senior to me, but, you know, I tried to implement it for my juniors. But then having said that, generally speaking, on a Friday, usually most analysts are let out of the office by 7 p.m. At the latest, unless there's a live deal that's going on that needs immediate work, that needs to go to the client that night. So most people, usually by 7 p.m., they can go home or they can go out and enjoy their night. But Saturday is a work day, right? So Saturday, most folks will join around after 12, after 1 p.m., after lunch. So you'll have your lunch, you'll have your morning, but then 1 p.m. you'll kind of start rolling into the office. Most people will be wearing casual clothes and nobody's wearing suits or anything like that. And you'll work till, let's just say 6, 7 p.m. And then maybe grab dinner at work. Or if it's a light day, you'll probably go home and grab dinner with your friends and family. But generally speaking, you know, Saturday, you'll put in about 4 to 6 hours of work. And it's just because there's a ton of stuff and there's a ton of stuff that's going to happen on Monday. You just need to get, you know, across the finish line on Saturday. And it's also, remember, you're not just expecting, you know, the expectations aren't just for the client, but it's also meeting the expectations of your managers and your partner, your MDs and your seniors. And, you know, they may not show up on a Saturday, but they want to, you know, review the work on a Sunday morning when they wake up and it's football time on TV and they want to kind of review some of the decks on the side. Then they expect you to get that done on Saturday to make sure they can review it on Sunday. Now, Sunday is Monday, basically. Sunday is the entire day is work day in a way. Now, yeah, you're not going to show up in the morning, but you will be in the office around 1 p.m. after lunch. And you'll spend a fair amount of the day there. You know, you'll probably have dinner there. You'll probably finish at 10 p.m., 11 p.m. So it's a pretty solid day. But then, you know, the reason is because Monday is a big day for clients. Monday is a big day for meetings. And all the work needs to get done. Now, you know, just want to like finalize and just say this, look, I mean, the lifestyle is tough. It's long hours. It's pretty hard work. But the reason for the long hours is, you know, they want you to be owning the work. They want you to be responsible for the work. And when you have a few people owning the work and managing it, then you can control quality of the work. And there's a reason why, you know, you get paid a decent amount in these industries is because you put in so much work. But the way I also think about it is like, look, you're getting an amazing opportunity to work at some of these top firms. And if the cost of that opportunity is to put in time, oh, that's an amazing deal, right? So I'll take that opportunity anytime. I'll take that deal anytime. You know, I'll put in the work, I'll put in the hours, but it gives me access to, you know, one of the top investment banks, consulting or accounting firms, their top clients, ability to learn, interact with some of my peers and, you know, learn from them. That's a great deal. And you do it for 2 years and then you're out. That's amazing. So look, you know, if you're going into these industries, especially if you're going to banking, consulting and accounting, you know, these are the kind of the hours you're supposed to expect. I wouldn't be scared of them. I think they're good for you. This is kind of like a boot camp. Learn from them, grow from them. If you have an opportunity to join one of these industries, definitely, definitely do it. It changed my life and I'm sure it'll change yours. All right. So one final message before we read fan mail from my awesome mentees and my fans. If you're interested in breaking into banking, breaking into consulting or accounting, my latest course is live now. It's called Breaking Through. It's the complete guide to breaking into investment banking, consulting, and accounting. It's, you know, all of the knowledge that I've, you know, accumulated from just my own experiences, plus all the students, thousands of students that I've taught and recruited. It's all into one self-study course that's available. So check it out on sherjan.teachable.com. So that's sherjan.teachable.com. You can also see the link on sherjan.com. All right, next up is fan mail from one of my fans. All right, team, so I got a letter today from, actually it's a card from someone named Madhav. So Madhav writes, "Dear Sherjan, thank you so much for putting together such a great learning experience through your workshop. All university students look for such straightforward source of information, and I'm glad I was able to experience it myself. Thank you so much again." Thanks, Madhav, I appreciate the short note. Love receiving these letters and these cards. I posted on the Instagram as well, so check it out. But appreciate it, hopefully all as well, and thanks for coming to my workshop.